WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police boats are back in the Potomac River, part of the recovery and investigation into the mid-air collision of the Army helicopter and passenger jet that left 67 people dead this week. One focus of the investigation, the work of air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport and whether enough people are on the job. Here's ABC News aviation consultant John Nance.
We've had a chronic problem with this for as long as I can remember, probably 30 or 40 years. We've always been behind on staffing in the FAA control facilities and air traffic control, and that should come to a halt. These folks are wonderful people. They are basically expected to do 100% perfect performance all the time. And, of course, as humans, we can't do that, but they come very close. But they need more support. They need more numbers.
Conspiracy theories about vaccines, secret meetings with dictators, and enemies list. Those topics all brought up during confirmation hearings for three of President Trump's cabinet nominees, Robert Kennedy, Kash Patel, and Tulsi Gabbard. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. UW-Madison is pausing spending amid the confusion over federal funding. Monday night, the Office of Management and Budget sent out a memo instructing federal agencies to stop payments of grants and loans. That could impact all kinds of services, from law enforcement to healthcare to Head Start. The administration ended up formally rescinding the memo, but sources confirmed to national outlets they still intend to pursue it. That puts the future in limbo, especially for institutions like the Universities of Wisconsin. The UW system gets about a third of its funding from the federal government. Amid the uncertainty, UW-Madison is pausing uncommitted expenditures. That means any planned purchases, hiring, and out-of-state travel that would be paid for with federal funds are currently frozen. They also advise faculty to keep spending to a minimum because they don't know whether they'll be reimbursed by the federal government as promised. A couple Wisconsin Republicans are introducing a bill to allow teachers to conceal carry firearms on school property. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is at the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves." Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says, if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, we're not talking record warmth like yesterday, but still a pretty nice winter day. Maybe a few sprinkles early, otherwise increasing sunshine with highs near 40. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 21. Mostly cloudy Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning guy.
Oh, that's our cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to Amy Horak. We're going to start up the David J. Frank Horticultural...
Horticultural?
Sam?
Horticultural Report. We're talking plants.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I quote, "We should not be giving black people the same vaccine schedule that's given to whites because their immune system is better than ours." Can you please explain what you meant?
There's a series of studies, I think most of them by Poland, to particular antigens that blacks have a much stronger reaction. There's racism.
So let me just ask you then, so what different vaccine schedule would you say I should have received?
Blacks need fewer antigens.
This is so dangerous.
You get the same measles vaccine.
Mr. Kennedy, with all due respect, that is so dangerous.
Okay. That was the fantastic Angela...
Also Brooks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? This can't come a minute too soon this morning. Here we go. Okay. You know, as we were saying, I can't hear off stage at Sexy Liberal DC, but on The Final Word this week, and I believe the episode was Beyond Biscuitry.
Yes.
One of my personal favorites. Is that that's the title of your new book, Angela,
That's our new book. It's called Beyond Biscuitry.
Yeah.
Yes, Tim Scott did not get a position in the government.
No,
that's
he did
subtitle.
Not.
That's the subtitle.
Mm-hmm. I think you said it, Francis. You said, congratulations on your hate baby. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody voted for Trump. I mean, I totally got with the second you said it. I was like, yep, here we are. And here they are blaming black people. That was code for black people for this crash that was caused by straight white men.
Yes.
Are there any? There's like one black lady, poor unfortunate woman on the plane that I'm aware of at this point.
Right. The airline, American Airline, mm-hmm. and the steward person was African American.
The flight attendant.
Yeah. Yeah. There's racism, and then there's this. Mm-hmm. Like racism seems quaint compared to Trump's attacks and RFK's juniors. Not insinuation, dead out saying that black people are not the same kind of human.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. And didn't he had also said it was developed to spare Jews and he's just insane.
Yes.
he's insane. And seeing Cheryl Hines
behind
him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You can. No.
Oh.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No.
Coming for her. Okay,
she
in the comedy lane.
Not no more. I'm going to Zamboni that out. No.
Let's listen to a little bit. This is Ed Markey.
Ed Markey.
With RFK.
You told my colleagues on the Senate Finance Committee that when you went to Samoa in June of 2019, it, quote, had nothing to do with vaccines.
My purpose in going down there had nothing to do with vaccines.
Well, I have in my hand a blog post in 2021 in which you say the anti-vaccine group Children's Health Defense, which you ran, offered to fund the purpose of the trip to Samoa. And during the trip, you met with an activist who later compared vaccine mandates to Nazi Germany.
Oh.
People died. Lots of kids died. Yeah. So that should have been disqualifying just by itself.
Mm-hmm. And it's like over 30 people, like, and children because of him.
Yeah.
Yep. And he has vaccinated his own children.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is vaccinated.
Speaking of the...
Let me tell you, this man cannot be in charge of my health care because he doesn't consider me human.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he doesn't know he doesn't know how to conjugate verbs properly.
Well, there's that.
That, I mean...
And they all just lie. Who was it? Cash Patel? They're like, do you know who this Nazi is? No. You were on his show 8 times.
And then he comes out later in the day, and it's like, of course we know each other. We text each other all the time.
Yes!
I have this, like, it's... Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. I thought Maggie Hassan was really... that was heartbreaking, but let's take a listen.
I am the proud mother of a 36-year-old young man with severe cerebral palsy. And a day does not go by when I don't think about what did I do when I was pregnant with him that might have caused the hydrocephalus that has so impacted his life. So please do not suggest that anybody in this body of either political party doesn't want to know what the cause of autism is.
Wow. Wow. One next.
You know how many friends I have with children who have autism? The problem with this witness's response on the autism cause and the relationship to vaccines is because he's relitigating and churning settled science so we can't go forward and find out what the cause of autism is.
Anyway, this was a tough week. First of all, we just went through this out here with the fires, with Trump being a giant bag of to us and trying to score political points. And that was another new low even for him yesterday, that person. Mm-hmm. And you think it literally is, it would be comedy if it weren't that blaming Obama. I mean, we have a jingle saying when the black guy did it. I'm like, seriously?
He can always skips over his own presidency too.
Yes.
He's like, it's Biden, then Obama. I'm like, but boo, you were in there. How did that? How'd that go down? Like, I got to tell you something. And this is the thing about Trump. The most amazing thing about him is he outdoes himself every single day.
They ask, are you going to go to the site? He goes, oh, you wouldn't even go swimming? I'm like,
I couldn't believe that. And he's cussing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what is going? It is week two.
Yeah.
I'm barely keeping Francis clothes.
I said, before
barely keeping clothes.
Before the press car, I said, can you imagine if this happened under Biden, what they'd be saying about Biden and Buttigieg? He still blamed Biden and Buttigieg.
Yes.
And clearly.
When he fired.
Yeah.
Because of Elon Musk.
Yeah. Head of the FAA. The
head of the FAA. Now it's somebody else's fault. But we're not talking about that. Okay. Yeah.
Which to me, if you're going to start making wild accusations about what would have happened, how about that there's no head of the FAA?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you start with that one? Because that's true. Yeah. There was not.
Yeah.
Why isn't the media calling it out?
And where was
enough? They're complicit.
Where was our defense secretary, Rapey McDrunkie, for the first 12 hours until
Thank
the next
you.
Morning?
Oh,
drunk,
he's revealing
maybe?
The names of people that he shouldn't have been. Like, it's when I say that it's absolutely insane that we are in week two. And this is where we're at. And I have to read this morning that another media group, Paramount, is settling with Trump. Mm-hmm.
I just talked about it. Unbelievable. Bending the knee like ABC on lawsuits they absolutely would have won. You can't. You're not going to lose a lot. You can't. Every interview is edited. It literally because of the way they edited the Kamala Harris interview and they decide to settle because
they're
money.
Cowards.
Yeah.
And I will not be lectured to. By Maddow,
not
by
never
Chris,
again.
Be lectured to about my level of participation in this resistance when the companies they work for do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're all cowards.
So I saved a letter for you. You know we all love us some Malcolm Nance so much. But Sandra in Cleveland said, hey, Steph, I've been listening to Malcolm and others say Kamala needs to do this, Kamala needs to do that. I'm a dumb middle-aged white woman, but it seems to me like we have no business asking Kamala or any other black woman to do things. She gave it her all. People didn't listen. It's not up to her or any black woman to fix it. The rest of us need to fix this mess. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'd love to hear Frangela's take. I think he was talking about her.
She's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. I will not mammy this country another father.
No, get off it. Get off our caramel bosoms. It's time to grow up.
I feel like you will be at the top of We Told You So Mountain Till Further Notice, and we can just figure it all out.
I got a change of address card out.
Mm-hmm.
I live there.
You know what? I'm so serious.
Yeah.
The reality is that the DEI stuff, white women, if you don't figure out that the fact that
it's
this
about
hurts
you
more than me,
you, because you're the one who benefited the most from it. It's about you.
Get out there and take care of yourself.
I sent you guys a tweet that someone said, do y'all get exhausted being a white person about white people, even though you are white people?
Yes.
No, I know the pain.
I know.
I can see
I
it in your eyes because you're good people and you're weary.
Well, you know what? And you've been preaching the good word forever. Stephanie.
Yes, you've been on the air forever, Stephanie.
This is literally
on radio since the time you were a little baby.
Mm-hmm. She was on the radio in the womb.
Yeah.
She had a little microphone in there.
Bella was born in 2002.
Okay. I know.
Yeah, she was.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Listen, I'd be in all y'all's mode if I were Kamala. You know,
say her name unless it's to say bless her. Don't say her name.
And by the way, so there she was last night. She wasn't on stage at the Fire Aid concert in L.A., but she was the star attraction. Of course, she entered a box seat, mm-hmm. And you know, got this huge, obviously standing ovation.
Right.
This is everything you need to know. We mentioned this at the time. Literally Inauguration Day, January 12th, she came directly back here to a kitchen serving food to families affected by the fire. Even before they went back to check on their own house in Brentwood, they went to visit first responders to thank them. You f***ed up, America. You just, man,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, right?
Man.
This is my 6,000th story like this, Frangela. Today in regret, MAGA diehards learn their votes have consequences. I told Chris, I'm not exactly in the most graceful mood.
No,
yet.
She's not full of grace.
Yeah, voting isn't cosplay, guys. It's not cosplay. Yeah.
No, and you don't have to. Let me tell you something, Stephanie. You did everything right.
You did everything right.
You did everything right.
You did.
You do not have to feel bad about the consequences that they created.
That's right.
John Fugelsang just said that. He said, "But you were right about everything. Doesn't that feed your narcissism?" I'm like, I don't care about my narcissism. Enough about me. I care about my country.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We all do.
Yeah,
we did everything. You have to understand, white people does not mean white people.
Right.
It means the system of white white preference. And the reality here is the people that I am of course I hate the racists. There's no question.
Yeah.
The MAGA people who are awful and bad people. But who I'm very angry at and I'm going to have a hard time moving forward with are the people who didn't vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the problem. You are the big problem.
Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons and not the Puerto Rican Sheltons.
Right.
This is another thing you were right about. Puerto Rican family detained after speaking Spanish. You were saying, I look Puerto Rican. They're going to.
They're going to. I don't like leaving the house.
Yep.
I told you, we will all surround you and start snapping and singing songs from West Side Story. A boy like that.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet for life.
He killed your brother. Right. Yeah. Just so that you'll have to arrest us all.
Right.
We're all Puerto Rican.
Hey, Officer Krupke.
I mean, it's just, they don't care about, the whole point is the theater. The whole point is the cruelty. It's just the cruelty. It's not the accuracy.
You know who said that? Our queen, Joy Reid. And then Tom Homan called her dumb as a box of rocks.
Tom Hobag?
Yeah.
Tom Hobag. Really?
Yeah.
Harvard-educated Joy Reid is dumb as a bot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, this story, a Puerto Rican family, including a toddler, taken into custody by ICE in Milwaukee after being overheard speaking Spanish. Oh, God. Oh, eek. The family are all U.S. citizens, were transported to a detention center before officials acknowledged their mistake. They were not allowed to clarify their status until they were already in custody. Then they were left stranded and had to arrange their own transportation home.
I'd sue them. I'd sue them up and down. Where is the lawyer Crump? Tell him he needs to go work on them too.
Yeah.
Okay? Because at the end of the day, you cannot allow these. We cannot allow these people to start just scooping up people.
That's what they're doing. They're scooping up indigenous people.
Yeah.
We're
at the really, show us your papers. Hey, I said they should wrap them in smallpox covered blankets. Here they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at the concentration camp phase of fascism. Yeah. He's talking about opening Gitmo.
It's about the chaos.
And the plane loads that landed in Colombia, Angela, Colombia confirmed there were like women, pregnant women, children. There was not one criminal, except, they didn't cross at a port of entry.
Telling you, I've watched more Latino people in this country on the news channel being interviewed, different news channels being interviewed, saying, well, I wanted Trump to do this because we want to get rid of this criminal element. I am an immigrant, but I'm not a criminal. And I'm like, you really don't get how racism works.
No.
That's not how racism works.
The fact that you are here in their minds means that you are a criminal.
He said
it. You are a criminal for stepping on this
land. Criminal at birth because you're brown.
Yeah, the fembot. Who? What's her name? Carolyn Leavitt said that. You know, if you're here, you're a criminal. If you're here illegally,
you're a criminal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The children are criminal. Your children are criminal. Your tia and your abuela, she a criminal?
They all criminals.
They all criminals. And the fact that, and here's the thing that makes me so mad. The fact that you don't know what they think about you, that's on you.
That's what happens when biscuitry gets inside of people. It's insidious. It just corrupts. It makes them, they can't see.
You can read all this in the new book. Beyond Biscuitry by Frangela.
We talk about division problems.
All right.
We have a whole chapter on how if you want to win at darts, play a biscuit because they can't see anything.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of Fridays with Frangela brought to you by Cozy Earth. We need to get our rest for the fight ahead.
We do.
Against
Eden. Let's take this weekend off.
Okay, good idea. Okay. Okay. Cozy Earth has transformed our sleep. It's made all the difference. Right. Bamboo sheet set. I'm telling you, so soft. They get softer with every wash. They are made from premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft, breathable. It's just good sleep, right? Essential. It is essential in the fight against evil.
Yes.
Okay. Cozy Earth prioritizes quality and care with a 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up to 100 nights. If you don't love them, return them for a full refund. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And for cozy nights and relaxed morning, the bamboo pajama set. Another must-have. I love them. Soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton. Keeps you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say, hey, hiya, I heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
For missing an exploited
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, thank you. Everyone is in love with Frangela, who has a department something ain't right, but you're going to have to change the title to Everything's Not Right. Right. Not just something.
Yeah,
not
that's
just
going to be the parent. That's like the parent organization of Something Ain't Right.
Yes. Oh, and I just want to let you know, that's the name of our new podcast, too. We've started a third podcast called Something Ain't Right.
Something Ain't Right.
You need it.
I love that.
You need it. MSWmedia.com, sexyliberal.com.
Yes.
This tweet struck me. When COVID caused millions of deaths, it failed to foster empathy and humanity in people. I mean, Karen pointed out he disbanded the pandemic response, plan because the black guy did it, because it was Obama's. This is very similar. You know, what he gutted the FAA, fired the FAA director. I mean, and the problem is they'll defend anything, just like they defended his disastrous response to COVID when their loved ones were dying, right?
Mm-hmm. So yes. And I'm sick of people telling me that Republicans in Congress and in the Senate, that they secretly are very disturbed and do not like these nominees and don't like this agenda. I can't stop trying to act like it's okay to think something and not act on it. And stop telling me things that you can't prove. I don't care what they feel. I care what they do.
Right. I don't care about your view. I care about your conduct.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. That's absolutely right. Yep. 29 minutes after the hour. Wow, we're headbanging.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is the election for the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. WISDOM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the frontrunners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has endorsements from a handful of Democratic governors that could take him over the top if the representatives in their states follow their lead. And the Beyond Blessed food pantry is a staple in Baraboo, supporting more than 3,000 households every month. Well, they now have a new home. You may remember we reported the pantry was being forced to move because the owner of the building chose not to renew the pantry's lease. At one point, they were considering relocating to Reedsburg, but plans took an unexpected turn when a last-minute opportunity showed up in Baraboo. People stepped up right away to help the pantry buy the new building, which opened this week. And we've had such unusually warm temperatures, you're probably not thinking about road salt right this minute. But environmental advocates are spreading awareness of its impact. Today wraps up Winter Salt Awareness Week. Melissa Kay breaks down what you should know the next time we get some snow and you're ready to break out the salt.
Allison Madison is the program manager for Wisconsin Saltwise. She said every snowstorm is different, and so are the ways municipalities are dealing with snow and ice.
Snow fighting is both an art and a science.
Madison said rock salt can bounce and scatter off roadways. At highway speeds, they can have upwards of 30% of material loss.
By applying salt brine, like, all the salt stays where it's needed.
Excessive salt use in the winter contributes to the salting of our freshwater system, hampering the organisms who help keep the water from turning green.
When the salt levels go up, zooplankton populations go down, and we have more algal blooms.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, a bit breezy, and still hanging on to some mild temperatures, as highs today climb to the low 40s. We drop even cooler tomorrow with highs sliding to the mid-30s. It'll be mostly cloudy, still breezy, and snow moves in late at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, my fill-in guest host, and we're going to talk about turning off the Enbridge oil pipeline in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
This is when you need to answer the questions of the people whose votes you're asking for to be confirmed as the chief intelligence officer of this nation. As my colleague said, this is not about you. It's about the people that serve the intelligence agencies of the United States. Is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America? That is not a hard question to answer when the stakes are this high.
Yeah, she never answered.
Yeah, of course
she
not.
She stayed silent.
No.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I keep saying Russian state TV and Edward Snowden are online rooting for her. When enemies of America are rooting for you, it's just an enemy. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
This is my problem. When you knew you had a test, right?
Mm-hmm.
You knew you
mm-hmm.
were coming to class is going to be a test.
Right?
Did you say, you know what? Let me refresh on this information before I walk in here. How are you going to walk into a hearing that's been scheduled that you know you're doing and not know even what the position you're there to talk about does? How are you going to be RFK and talking about Medicaid premiums?
Right. Right.
And you don't know anything right. about, you don't even glance. Nobody gives you a quick study card.
Right.
You know, and I want them to ask them, can you tell me what the acronym that you're applying is for the what is yeah. the thing that you're applying to be the secretary of?
Yeah, or wildly unqualified.
Because I guarantee you they don't.
No, they don't.
So all of the nominees think have been asked this. You know, what will you do if Trump asks you to break the law? You're like, how many times has he broken the law already this week?
Right.
But this is always their answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
If President Trump orders you to withhold appropriated funds from the Inspector General, will you refuse that illegal order?
I don't believe for a second President Trump would ask me to do something that would break the law.
That's not what I'm asking. Yeah. I'm asking if you are asked about an illegal order, what will you do? You can say, oh, it'll never happen. What will you do if you're dealing with an illegal order?
My commitment has been and will be, if confirmed, as Director of National Intelligence, to comply with the law.
Again, how many times has he broken the law? Let's not even go with the whole 2 weeks, just this week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Okay.
That's all he
does.
That's it.
Okay.
That's his M.O.
And one more, Senator Kelly.
What I have seen makes it clear that at the same time that you were skeptical of our intelligence community's assessments, you would not apply the same skepticism to information that came from sympathizers of Russian Assad.
Ooh.
And I think that's something that we should all be concerned about.
Wow.
Yeah. Frangela, I know that you want me to read to you from Today in Regret. MAGA diehards learn that their votes have consequences. Can you hear me up there at the top
love.
Of I Told You So Mountain? Can you?
Oh, yes. Please. We have a special
welcome,
mic for
welcome.
It.
On Monday, President Trump caused his MAGA fan base to start questioning their allegiance when his administration announced the abrupt halt of federal grants and loans that many Republican voters realize that they've been relying on. These MAGA diehards are starting to seriously regret their votes. Can you hear me up there on the top of...
Papa,
yeah, girl, we
me?
Told you so. We told everybody.
We told you so. We said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did
we
you?
Said it.
Oh, you did. I believe you did.
We tried to tell you were warned, you dummy twits. You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
I believe that's not your favorite song. That's your only song on the top
that's
of We Told You So.
That's the only song. You don't need another song.
It's your whole
they
playlist.
Asked us, they asked us, who do you want to bring up to the top of I Told You Mountain? We said, do you want the Beatles? Do you want the Rolling Stones? We were like, just one song. One song. This.
Now, I believe that is in the Around and Find Out mountain range. Your, yeah.
It's one where the highest peak.
Yeah. That's going to be their fourth podcast.
Oh, because I have a Around and Find Out Nazi version.
Oh.
Because we have,
oh.
Yeah, I have an entire Nazi version.
Oh, okay.
Church revokes license of priest who copied Elon Musk's controversial salute. He had been warned about online trolling.
Oh.
Okay. Pennsylvania official resigns after copying Musk's Nazi salute.
Okay.
Okay. There is an entire Nazi stack now.
Of course there is.
Around and find out. Oh, and this would be the International...
The International House of Nazi?
Yes.
Okay.
Outrage over Elon Musk's support of the far right for Alternative for Germany party. and call for Germany to move past its Nazi history could start impacting his financial interests after the Polish tourism minister called for a Tesla boycott. There is no justification for any reasonable Pole to continue purchasing Tesla, she said. That would be around and find out international Nazi version.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody, don't buy these cars. Please do not buy these cars. And don't let Donald Trump try to take one of these exploding rockets to go get our astronauts.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Oh, my God. That's the other giant laughable lie besides the giant faucet in California that he sent the military to turn on. What was the other stupid lie? Oh, Biden left astronauts stranded in space. Like, you know, the Sandra Bullock movie.
And Gravity.
Gravity. And what? And Elon Musk has to go pick them up. Like it's a big space Uber and they're just floating around up there like Sandra Bullock.
In Gravity.
I wouldn't get on no kind of rocket if I were them. Not during this. I am not Uber the Fool.
Fat meat.
That rocket can bring me some food.
Is fat, like fat meat, which is?
It is greasy.
It's greasy. Okay.
Always.
What, the one that I'm still unclear on is the crick's got a holla. It means the holla's got
the
a crick.
The holla's got a crick.
Okay.
That's right. What I'm saying? That's how that works. And you won't risk it on a biscuit and you won't waste it on a pancake.
I understand. Chris.
It all makes sense.
Of course it does.
Chris, who said this is a five-alarm fire? We work hard not to shut the government down in Congress. Trump has decided he can do so by fiat out of petulance and blind allegiance to Project 2025 crowd. You either enable him or stand up to him in this moment.
Godzuki.
No, that was Representative Sean Casten, who we had on this very program, one of our fighters in the great state of Illinois.
Okay.
Who said what happened last night is the most direct assault on the authority of Congress, I believe, in the history of the United States. If this stands, then Congress might as well adjourn. The implication of this is the executive can pick and choose which congressional enactments they will execute. Who said that?
Plastic Man and Baby Plaz.
No, Senator Angus King of the great state of Maine.
Let me tell you, we sent everybody to Indivisible this week. Go to Indivisible. You need to contact all of your representatives, Democrats and Republicans, and make it clear what needs to happen. And you need to. We need the Democrats to stand up and do what one committee did do yesterday, which is don't vote.
Yeah.
Do not do business as usual with these people.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Do everything you can procedurally and otherwise to stop or slow them down.
Yeah.
Do not be a fetter in this. Don't let it happen.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday about this is all they're going to do is this, you know, trans bathroom bans, not flying the rainbow flag. In his first moments after being sworn in as transportation secretary, Sean Duffy sought to reverse Biden regulations requiring passenger cars to be more efficient. That's what he was focusing on, not air traffic safety. I mean,
no,
you know, the fact when this happened, I'm like, oh, my God, we have a reality show, bro, and a drunk. In charge of the Defense Department, and here we are.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going on the Fox Weekend, because we seem to have taken all of their hosts
to
be in the government.
Well, except for Sean Duffy's wife, Rachel. She's still hosting.
You know, nothing but merit. Merit. We're just leaking merit.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. It was Dick Durbin I was mentioning grilling Cash Patel yesterday. He asked, let's see. Where was the question? Oh, here's the exchange.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Stu Peters? Does that name ring a bell? Patel. I'm sorry? That's what you always do when you're buying time.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Are you familiar with Mr. Stu Peters? Not off the top of my head, Patel said. Durbin, you made 8 separate appearances on his podcast. Okay, so...
Stu Peters is a Nazi, correct?
Right,
okay.
Correct.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah, she also hangs out with Laura Loomer and all the other right-wing lunatics. Okay. But this is like John Finkelstein was saying. It's just this is such a charade. They all just lie. I mean, are they not under oath or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
They just lie.
It doesn't matter.
Bobby Kennedy.
Jim Jordan still hasn't shown up for his subpoena. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, Bobby Kennedy will just say, I never said that. And then they play it. And you're like, no, you said it in 417 podcasts.
That was a good Bobby Kennedy impression.
Thank you. Well,
that was
very good. It goes off my Catherine Hepburn. I'm sorry.
But it didn't sound like,
Fran Sanford.
Well, that's what he said.
That's a plus.
That's what he said to Dick Durbin. He said, you've got a great big chip on your shoulder. That's very unattractive. That's, you know what? I feel like that's some layer of wrong. What? Yes.
It's almost Katharine Hepburn. I think you need to bring it a little lower.
We're going to coach you through this because we're going to need this.
We need this. It's all we for the next 4 years.
No, no.
Oh,
this I had to watch people have quotes from them, read to them, Cash Patel and Tulsi, and have them go, well, that's part of what I said.
It's always out of context.
Is it my tweet? My tweet. Like, come on, man.
Senator Football McDumb defended Bobby Kennedy. Here he is.
My first granddaughter here in a couple of weeks, my son and his wife have done their research about vaccines, and she's not going to be a pincushion. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Of course not.
Coach, let's empower scientists to do their job. You know, let's go by what they do. Mm-hmm. Let's don't just do something for the pharmaceutical companies.
Okay.
But by doing research, they kind of like scrolled Facebook.
Dumb runs in the family, obviously, because they're not going to vaccinate their kid. And then Bobby Kennedy said to him, "You're my knight in shining armor." I wasn't done.
It's like the nightmare. It's like the nightmare version of On Golden Pond.
Yes.
We're like on polio.
You know what I think when
we're on polio pond. That's good.
It's like zombie Hepburn.
You know what I see when I look at all these Trump nominees? I think the loons. Here again. Okay. I think I'm done. Is that all
that's
lines
it.
From
please,
Golden Pond?
Please.
I don't know why they don't just ask him, are you vaccinated? Are your children vaccinated? Why are we messing around with all this other stuff?
I think they did that a couple of days, like on his first day, they brought up the fact that his kids are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And he tried to distract them by saying, look, the calla lilies are in bloom again. And I must have the Aquitaine.
That's my husband's favorite movie.
All right.
Now we're just crossing all sorts of...
Yeah, exactly.
Lion in Winter is one of the best scripts I've ever...
Thank you.
Heard
Thank
in my
you.
Life.
The lion on polio pond.
46 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Brought to you by FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation. God, how many times do I have to go over this? We were founded on freedom of and from religion, if that's your choice. Okay. Christian nationalism on the rise, as you know, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it is time to take a stand.
Yep.
Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone. By joining you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science.
Science!
When you become a member, you are not just joining a movement. You're in a community. You get their newspaper. You get to events with like-minded people fighting to ensure our secular constitution prevails. Constitution. Okay. Still constitutional, as far as I checked. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. That's ffrf.us/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A.K.A. Cows Farting.
Night sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you make qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206.
That's 800-554-0206. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with eyes wide open. Today is
The rest is still unwritten. Songs about rain. Don't we love them for Angela? Because I can't stand the rain. You know what? It's like Tina Turner swallowed a coyote and then you put her in a bag and shook her, right?
Nobody does that like you.
Thank you. Listen, you know what? We need this more than ever. Gratitude. I just told you guys, we are magic together. I love you so much. People are still recovering from On Polio Pond Lion on Polio Pond that Frangela said.
It's a really good movie. It's fantastic.
This is what
Denzel cries that one tear in it. It's so beautiful. It's amazing.
It's special. Embrace the people we love. This is how we're going to get through this together. And Patrick, welcoming Bella, dearest Stephanie, God Empress of the Resistance. Thank you.
Finally.
And Bella. First of all, I'd like to offer a hearty welcome to Bella. Bella, you may have noticed that Steph is a little different from other employers. Her sexual harassment training is less on how to recognize a void and report it and more tips on how to do it effectively.
Right.
And the rubric that Steph uses when grading it. You're killing it so far, by the way. You've already given me some great giggles. Patrick and Rockford.
Patrick.
And And we have to thank Sean Comiskey, who came in all week to help you bring Bella. Family. Yes. We are family.
He's outside the room, so he didn't hear that.
Yes, no. Family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
See, she knows where that is. Okay. And Chris LaVoie doing an amazing job at his first week back as executive producer.
I'm messing up on the cameras a little bit.
A little tiny bit.
It's a learning curve.
We talk every day about forms of resistance, Frangela. I don't know why I love this. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg complained about his internal remarks being leaked on Thursday during a meeting, which was quickly leaked to the press. So some of his employees obviously feel the same way we do about him bending the knee to Donald Trump. This one, you know, I like my resistance as immature as it possibly can be.
Yes.
Yankee Doodle Fart, is that what it's called?
No, it's called Farting Yankee.
Okay. A whopping 13,000 federal employees reportedly received an abusive email Thursday after a new broadcast system was quickly exploited. In an email with the subject header, resign, all 13,000 federal employees of OSHA reportedly received the abusive message with red, aren't you tired of working for a complete C-word?
C-word, yes.
I assume referring to Donald Trump, but I don't. The incident demonstrated just how easy it is to exploit a new broadcast system set up by the Trump administration because they're completely incompetent. Yep. C-words. All right. Okay. All right. Oh, speaking of which, we got to get this, Chris. What? Frangela, this is...
Okay.
Woman 25 admits sending malicious fart selfies in first of its kind. A woman who sent her boyfriend's ex a series of videos of her smirking as she farted ended up in court. Is that illegal? It was called... she defended her petty act, being slapped with a community order after being handed a 2-year restraining order against contacting the victim in a 12-month community order. She said, I never thought farting would land me in court. I think the sentence is a bit excessive and dramatic. We are living in a very snowflake generation. And also, okay, no, she didn't.
I think the punishment is appropriate.
Yes.
Is not okay.
This was in Australia, though. They may have different laws.
If I were the judge, I would have said, first of all, let me commend you on your creativity. Let's start with the positive.
Nicely
okay.
Done.
A lot of people don't even think outside the box on harassment, but you
did. That's right. But you did, okay? So that's the positive. But we still can't harass. But it was very original.
It was creative.
All right. So we were saying easy to model cowardice, and it's easy to, you know, you can also model courage. So we want to say thank you to these heroes of democracy. We don't have to play it every time. From Delta Airlines to Costco, some companies say they will stick with DEI. Mm-hmm. I think we have to not just, you know, speak out against the people that are bending the knee and obeying in advance and the people that aren't, right?
Yes.
Several major companies and organizations are scaling back or eliminating diversity programs under conservative pressure. There are some others like Delta Airlines, the Cleveland Cavaliers say they're standing firm.
Yep.
I mean, we were just saying it is contagious. Both are contagious, courage and cowardice, right?
Yes. I saw Reverend Al, he was with a group of people who went to do like a buy-in at Costco to, you know, to
support
their efforts to not be hate-filled, awful people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just, one last cruelty is the point headline. Ted Cruz says, don't give Wi-Fi hotspots to poor kids because they may be blocked from conservative viewpoints.
What?
I was trying to block a plan to distribute Wi-Fi hotspots for school children, claiming it will lead to unsupervised internet usage and danger kids and possibly restrict their exposure to conservative viewpoints. Oh my God.
What?
He's scared the children will get radicalized.
Yeah. See?
I mean,
Bella knows.
Yeah. Well, and it's not radicalized. That's the word is informed.
Right.
That they will get some information.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. There's new podcasts in Frangela Land.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Go to MSWmedia.com. Welcome, Bella. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Chris LaVoie. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boats are back on the Potomac, part of the investigation into the D.C. plane crash that killed 67 people this week. ABC's Karen Travers has more on whether President Trump plans to visit the crash site.
President Trump told me in the Oval Office he would be meeting with some of the families of the victims.
Young people, great athletes, great skaters, very sad situation. From numerous countries.
I asked if he would go to the site of the crash.
I have a plan to visit, not the site, because you tell me what's the site, the water?
Or to meet with the first responders.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Trump blames FAA diversity initiatives in part for the crash. On the same day that Kash Patel was answering questions about why he thinks he would be a good FBI director, sources tell ABC News multiple FBI officials have been given an ultimatum, either resign or risk being demoted or fired. Many of them were promoted by the previous FBI director. This is ABC News.